Let's go to Ronan Kelly now for a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. The most dominant story, picture-wise, in the papers today is the Ryder Cup victory by the European team in Rome yesterday. The Irish Independent and Irish Times front pages have large photos with Shane Lowry holding the cup high and Rory McIlroy cheering by his side. The large photo in the Irish Daily Mail shows the 14 European players and their female partners all kissing, except for two of the couples who weren't kissing at the moment the photo was taken. In words, Rory McIlroy's row in the car park before the final day gets plenty of coverage, this time with Shane Lowry at his side, pulling him back from the finger-pointing confrontation. In the Irish Times, Philip Reid quotes McIlroy as saying that, in keeping with the competition's venue, he used the ancient Roman meditations of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics to prepare for his matches, while Joe O'Shea in the Mirror is less lofty. He said the row in the car park was like a bunch of bucks having a row outside a chipper in Banagher after closing. That's inside the Mirror. On the paper's front page, the headline is In Sickness and in Wealth. It's a special report by Fergal Blaney, which also appears in The Star, into the number of vacant properties the HSE owns. He writes that the state body has a portfolio of 250 buildings lying vacant around the country, possibly worth 400 million euro. These include health centres and hospitals, like Baggot Street Hospital in Dublin. That's on the Mirror front page. The Irish Times front page carries the news that up to 30,000 drivers are driving for years without taking a driving test. This figure comes after the Road Safety Authority examined learner permits going back to the mid-90s on foot of an inquiry from the Times. The paper says you can renew your learner permit just by showing you've applied for a test, not by actually attending it. And some of those, not having sat a test, have been driving for over 10 years. The front page of the Irish Sun carries a story featured in other papers that there are worries for the welfare of Drogheda teenager Josh Markey, who's been missing since last Monday. The Star says local Gardaí are concerned that his life may be at risk. Two previous tragic news events are back in the news today. The Irish News front page reports that later this week, the people of Chrysla in Donegal are preparing to mark the first anniversary of the explosion there, which claimed the lives of 10 people. And the Mail notes that today the trial of the man accused of murdering Aisling Murphy begins. Aisling Murphy was killed in Tullamore in January 2022. If your name is Ciarán, there's news for you in the papers today. Apparently Met Aaron was going to name a European storm Ciarán, but according to the Mirror, there was a query from the Dutch on how to pronounce it. After explaining how to say it, Ciarán with a C is back in the list, third this storm season after Agnes and Babette. And if the new week is weighing on you, you might like to read Alison Healy's piece in the Irish Times about a woman in the States in the 1950s who was lying on her couch when she was hit by a meteorite the size of a grapefruit. Her only injury was a huge bruise. And when asked about it by the papers, she said, "Oh, we had a little excitement around here today."